Today, Community Voices is at Anvil Coffee Collective, and we're speaking with the owners, Shelby and Destiny. And how are you today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us. And so how long has Anvil Coffee been open for business?
Well, we opened May long weekend of 2021, officially. And it's been a wild ride ever since then. and we were able to actually open our second location in Sicamous not too long ago, in May, right around the May long weekend, just 3 years later. So it feels like a pretty major milestone. We're very excited and grateful.
Oh, great. So you're branching out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, slowly but surely.
Will that be the only other place, or do you think you might keep expanding?
We would love to have more locations down the line. We're just focusing on one step at a time right now, though. I mean, like, I feel like long-term vision, we see a number of locations, but we like to just focus where we're at, and then if there's opportunity for growth, then we try to take those steps when we can.
Our main priority is always just filling the need of the community that we're in, and that's kind of how it evolved to that place. Is we've actually been approached by several people after we were kind of mulling it over in the background, and people have asked, oh, would you ever be interested in opening another store in Sicamous? And so we were able to actually do that, which was really amazing. But it always just comes with, you know, one step at a time, seeing where, you know, where there's a need and filling the need as we can.
Mm-hmm. I was curious about that, where the idea would come from for you to open elsewhere, and so it was from other people showing interest?
Yeah, so we had been considering a second location for a while, but not really seriously considering it, not actively pursuing it. And then we actually were reached out to by somebody that owns one of the buildings in Sicamous and said, I've always thought that a coffee shop would be amazing in this space, and they invited us to consider it. And when we went in and looked at the space, it just felt so right, and it just seemed like a really natural next step. And all of our staff have been super keen and excited about this, and yeah, it's just been very natural, which is so nice, because you don't have to, like, you know, try to force something to happen. It just kind of evolved very naturally and organically, so it's been cool.
Good. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it kind of feels like everything's sort of meant to go well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. There's peace in the decision when it feels like, you know,
it's meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. And how did the idea to open this coffee shop in Salmon Arm come about?
Well, that's a great question and a very long journey. We had kind of parted ways. So we grew up in Salmon Arm, so this is like our hometown. And then Destiny and I, we both kind of parted ways when we were into our late teens, early 20s. I moved to Vancouver, and I was there for about 6 years. Destiny moved to Australia and was there for 5 years, I think?
About
something,
5 years.
Something like that. And independently of each other, we got acquainted with the coffee scene. And for me, my story is I was just looking for a job. And I happened to get one at JJ Bean, which is a Vancouver-based coffee roasting company. And I fell in love with the idea of building community with using coffee as the medium to do so. And the more I engaged in that aspect of the business, then I really started to wonder, hey, is this something that I could do for myself? And so I was coming to that conclusion in my own terms, then started that conversation with my family. Meanwhile, Destiny had moved from Australia to Kelowna and started managing a coffee shop in Kelowna, and was also coming to that same conclusion herself. Yeah. So we just started talking, and then we brought our parents into the conversation, and our dad was like, you know, I've always wanted to open a coffee shop. So it just happened kind of in a odd string of events, but yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Any connection between Australia and coffee? The love of coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. Australia is very well known for how seriously they take their coffee. Like, they really care about a good cup of joe. So when I was living there, I had that exposure to the third wave coffee industry, specialty coffee. And I just grew to appreciate it more and more. And because, I mean, when I grew up and when I started drinking coffee, it was just a, you know, typical Tim Hortons, like double-double. That was my exposure. That was my That was my coffee order. And when you move to a place like Australia, they really, they instill in you the appreciation for good coffee. And I mean, Tim Hortons is great, but it is a different, it's a whole different thing. And so, yeah, that was like my first exposure to it. And I learned how to make coffee when I was there, like use an espresso machine and like learn about the industry. And then when I moved back to Canada, I found that one of the only places that you can go to as a person by yourself and not feel weird for being by yourself is a coffee shop, because a lot of people just go there on their way to work or they do some work from there. And, you know, building relationships with the baristas or the people that work at coffee shops, it's like you feel like you're a part of a community. And when I first moved back to Canada, I was very much mourning my community that I had in Australia. So I was like really intrigued by how coffee shops are just an amazing place to start to build connections and to be able to appreciate something in a specialty sense, but not having to, you know, spend tons and tons of money. It's like it's a commodity, but it is also special. So that was my exposure and where I started to get intrigued with the idea of starting my own coffee shop one day.
So Shelby, when you're working in the coffee shops in Vancouver, what sort of experience were you able to bring to the Anvil Coffee Collective when you decided to open?
I actually had a really great training experience when I worked with JJ. So they have a levels training program, which is you start entry level. You don't really need to have a background in coffee. You just are there to learn, pretty much. And so I went through this levels training program, and then when I had graduated through that, I was given the opportunity to manage one of the locations. I think they have like 20-some locations there now. And so, yeah, I actually managed one of the JJ Beans for, I think it was about 3.5 years. And that is, again, they provided such a great opportunity to learn how to do that and to have like a support system behind you. So that's where I got a lot of my experience from. And I've used a lot of those skill sets that I gleaned from my time there in our Anvil Coffee location as well. It really helps with like staff management and also just the nuances of running a cafe.
It's really interesting because both Shelby and I, in our own experiences, have had different management opportunities, but within that, you have your own skill sets and your own things that you're passionate about, your own gifts, and being able to be in this context where we have had individual training and individual management practices and skills coming together to form, you know, a cohesive team that supports each other and works well with each other. And yeah, you can lean on each other with those different skill sets, which has been really, really cool and very helpful in terms of running a business, because we have each other to be able to rely on. And I mean, it doesn't matter how much we fight, we're still family, so we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
What was it like opening on a long weekend for your grand opening?
That was crazy.
Chaos is what that was. We wanted to do a soft launch, and so we didn't like advertise a lot other than like, you know, our very limited social media skills at the time, and like a banner in the window. And so we were just like, we'll do a soft launch. It'll be chill. We're just going to work out the kinks as we go, just invite some family and friends. And we didn't realize that the farmer's market was launching in the parking lot right across from us on like the same day. So our soft launch turned into a lineup of people out the door, down the street, around the corner. And we were just slinging drinks left, right, and center and hoping for the best. It was crazy, but it was so much fun to see how excited people were to have a new space and the support from the community. It was very cool.
2021 was kind of a uncertain time to launch a business. I'm sure before you started, you may have had some apprehensions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Our plans just changed and evolved. Like, it felt like on a daily basis we were changing our plans and ideas. Our original plan was actually to open in Kelowna in 2020. So Shelby, when she was working in JJ Bean and we started to have this conversation, her plan was to uproot everything and move to Kelowna, and we would start our coffee shop there. But when COVID hit, I was already managing my store in Kelowna as well. And we experienced so much with the changing times and trying to roll the punches and trying to, you know, adjust as we went. And it gave us a lot of really good experience in that sense to know how to make things work even in uncertain times. It was a really valuable experience. And after Shelby moved to Salmon Arm, it was about a week later when COVID shut everything down. So it really, really changed our plans.
My 2-week visit in Salmon Arm ended up being a year and a half long lockdown. But yeah, it helped for us to learn how to be adaptable and see what the needs are, but also how do we execute this in a way that is going to be successful instead of just fighting against all the things going on in the world at the time. And I feel like it was a really challenging to open up during the whole COVID situation, but when you start off in a really difficult spot, it gives you a little bit of a leg up in terms of how to navigate the difficult times that are coming after that.
And inevitably, things will get difficult. And so it was trial by fire. Mm-hmm. It was a really positive experience for us to be able to, yeah, like Shelby said, work in uncertain times and be able to develop practices that are sustainable for the future, even when things do get crazy, because things always get crazy.
Growing up in Salmon Arm, did you feel drawn back for any particular reason? Or like you said, Shelby, you just happened to come for a visit and ended up moving back? And how did that work?
I never saw myself moving back when I was living in Vancouver. I was thinking, oh man, it's just like a great place to visit, but I don't know if there's the demographic to support a specialty coffee shop here. I was just very uncertain. But what I found when I was here after I moved back is that the city has changed a lot from when I grew up here. And there's so many people that have moved here from bigger centers like Vancouver and Calgary. And I was really pleasantly surprised by how the city is starting to embrace new things and to be able to adapt and to want to experience new things like that. So I was very pleasantly surprised when I moved here.
It's been really cool to see how much the city of Salmon Arm really wants small businesses to succeed as well. That's been so encouraging and a very cool experience for us to open, not knowing what the future would hold, but having so much support, not only from the locals, but also from the city of Salmon Arm, wanting to do new things and to create more of a hub here in Salmon Arm. It's been really, really cool and very encouraging. I've been very excited and encouraged. We both have been very excited and encouraged to see how the city of Salmon Arm has been just as much of a supporter as the residents in terms of how our business has been supported and encouraged. We have been able to see so many cool new things and new ideas coming out of the city, like, for example, the hot chocolate trail or all these other cool things that just are bringing people to the downtown core, and they really care about building this up to be a place where people feel like there are things to do in Salmon Arm, which really wasn't the case when we were growing up. It was a beautiful town, but there wasn't much to do, and it's been cool to see how downtown Salmon Arm and everybody that's working on that has all these great ideas about how to make this more of a community hub and a community center and bringing all these cool new ideas to the table, which has been awesome.
And it's an ongoing thing too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned there were some challenges. Were there any specific challenges that stand out for you?
Well, one thing that we really have had to learn is how to not overextend ourselves.
And yeah,
so if more so from like a personal level, that has been a big one that we've had to figure out for the health of the business, is we can't do it all. And I think that it's such an important lesson to learn and such important value that we carry as a part of our business, is that we are not an island. We need each other. We need each other in our community, and we also need each other in the coffee industry as well. And that's really something that we have been trying to encourage and to build, is that community between other coffee shops and other roasters, and just relying on each other and supporting each other in that. And just like we can't be here 24/7, we can't do everything in the coffee world. We don't know everything. It takes a level of humility to embrace the fact that we don't know everything and we probably won't ever know everything. And so just to accept the help when you need it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And that it goes into how we manage our staff as well, knowing that you, like, we in and of ourselves can't do everything and we can't expect our staff to do everything. And so we try really hard to create a culture where we are okay with our limitations and encourage each other to push yourself but not overextend yourself, and create things in your life that are going to give you that that rest that you need. So it's been cool because we, like Shelby was saying, we can't do everything on our own, and that's the really special part about having a family-run company, is that you can rely on each other. And in that same way, like, our staff have become like family, which has been a major blessing. We're very, very grateful for every person that's been a part of our team.
How many is on your team at this moment?
I think we are up to 15 staff members between both locations. About something like that. Yeah.
And what's that like, knowing that you're helping support the local economy and helping other people have employment and meaningful work in Santa Monica?
Oh, it means the world to us. Like, that's the whole part of the package for us, is we want to serve the community. And it's not just through coffee, but also through employing the locals and providing a space that people can be at and enjoy, both on this side of the counter and on the other side of the counter. So it's such a cool opportunity for us to be able to offer that.
Do you have some staff here that have been with you since day one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we have several, which is really special, especially in this industry. Often people will come into coffee shops as like a gap year, or just as in between their schooling or whatever the case may be. But we've been very blessed and lucky that we have lots of long-term staff. So one of our employees, our bookkeeper, she's been here since day one. Some of our supervisors were hired very soon after we opened, and it's just been really, really amazing to see the loyalty from the staff as well, because you just don't expect that in this industry. And we've been very, very blessed to be able to trust the people that we have on our staff team to represent us well when we're not here, because that's often not the case. So we're very grateful.
It's also so key in building that culture, that atmosphere that we value so much in this space, is those people that can bring that brightness to your morning, and both for the customer standpoint and from other staff member standpoint. Like, that's what we're about, is creating that environment for people.
And you had that in mind as part of your vision before you opened?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, our core values is, it all boils down to recognizing that people have intrinsic value, and we're here to realize that and to be a light to the community and bring that joy that we can offer.
It's all, like Shelby was saying before, there's so much opportunity in the coffee world to be able to make connections with others, and I think that our society often can be so individualistic. You live your life, you don't worry about whatever somebody else is doing, and that's fine, but it can be very lonely, and we want to be able to be a place where people feel like they are a part of our community, and they feel that they are valued and they're cared for, and that's, like, it really just boils down to the why of Anvil. Good coffee is the way.
It's the bonus. Just our way in.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it about coffee that helps form community?
Well, it's such an integral part of our culture. You know, like, if somebody wants to get together with somebody, be like, hey, do you want to go for a cup of coffee? Whether or not they're drinking coffee is besides the point.
It's
the
just
point
the excuse
is
to get together.
The excuse to come together as individuals and to visit and to connect. And coffee in this specialty form is just our way of providing that. So it's something different that other coffee shops might not be doing. It's just using that core that core value and that core idea, but doing it through this avenue of specialty coffee. And we just love the not only the connection side of it, but also how it relates to everything else in the coffee industry. So we're passionate about supporting coffee farms are a little bit smaller, that are a little bit more unique, and making sure that we're offering like a really good quality product.
And not only a good product, but also knowing that where we are getting our coffee is supporting that local economy as well, and paying those farmers fairly. And it's not just as far as going as a fair trade stamp on a bag. It's more about knowing that that farm is intentionally making positive changes in their own community.
And how did you learn about where to source your product?
Well, like I said earlier, you can't do everything by yourself. That's why you need other people to come alongside of you, and even in this industry too. So we've actually are working really, really closely with another coffee roasting company called Multiply. They're based in Vernon. And so they are our big champions on that side of things. So they help with sourcing all of the coffees. And they, whenever they have new connections or new contacts, they let us know. They send us samples, and then we work together with them to white label roast our own coffee. So it's been such a huge blessing to have them as a part of that journey.
When you started, was the menu smaller than what it is now? And how did your menu expand if it did?
Yeah, we definitely started from a smaller place and have been able to build up our menu as we've gone. The thing that's been really cool is as we learn and grow, then our skills can be expanded, and then that translates into a better product as we go on. Our coffee menu hasn't changed much in terms of like the drinks that we serve, but we have been really, really excited and lucky enough to have coffees come in from different places around the world. For example, we had a coffee from Papua New Guinea, and we were able to meet the people that actually operate the farms and that do training in their communities, and it was just so cool to be able to see firsthand where it's coming from and what kind of an impact it's making in their community. And of course, with coffee, there are different growing seasons, and the offerings change in many different ways all throughout the year. So it's been very cool to see all these different new and exciting relationships be built as we're meeting new people and being able to source from different places.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting that you mentioned meeting people from New Guinea. Salmon Arm, I think, has always been known as a sort of a place for cultural exchange. And have you thought about any sort of a exchange type of program that has to do with coffee?
Absolutely. That would be an absolute dream. We have always talked about how we want to be able to include people from our own communities, but also extending it into other places, because you can learn so much from one another. And when I was living in Australia, I did quite a few different trips out to Papua New Guinea, and was able to meet people there and understand more about that culture and see how people really value one another and value family. And I think that, again, that's something that we can learn so much from in our own context, in our own culture. So it would be really awesome down the line to be able to invite people to come and work with us and learn things from our perspective and vice versa. There's so much that we can learn from one another in the world. So yeah, for sure.
You mentioned specialty coffees. What would be an example of a specialty coffee that people could come have?
The world of coffee has seen a lot of changes over time, and it's been really cool to be a part of that growing industry. There's been so many different seasons for different types of coffee in our world. So what we are in at the moment is called third wave coffee, and basically all that means is that we offer things that are more lighter roasts, that are more, there's more emphasis on where did that coffee come from, how can we make sure that our practices are sustainable, and coming down to like the base traditional drinks, those things are all contributors to what we call specialty coffee. So it's not just pushing a button and getting coffee out of it. It's more intentional, and there's more backstory behind every element of what we do. And there's a lot more training that goes into it as well. We have quite an extensive training program that ensures that somebody does feel qualified to be able to offer a really, really great product every single time. And these are all things that contribute to making specialty coffee what it is.
And a big part of that too is recognizing the actual flavors of the coffee itself. And so when you're doing the lighter roasts and the more nuanced brewing methods, you actually get a whole different flavor profile opened up to you that you would otherwise. It just makes it so much fun to see how wild the coffee world can be. So you can have like a Ethiopian coffee from the Yirgacheffe region that tastes like Earl Grey tea, or you can have a Costa Rican coffee that gives you more of like a spicy, nutty flavor. And it's just so much fun to see how different you can be, but that all comes with like training and paying attention to the details. It's so much fun.
And that is, again, why we do a lot more of those lighter roast coffees, because if you have a dark roast, unfortunately, a lot of those flavors do get roasted out of the bean. And so you can't tell as much of a difference between those different types of coffee. With the specialty coffee, it does come down to those lighter roasts so that you are able to actually experience all of the flavors that coffee has to offer, which is very cool.
What sort of drinks would you serve that might include a liqueur or something?
Yeah, we are a little bit limited right now as far as our liquor menu. So we do have, like, you can add Bailey's shot or a bourbon shot if you'd like to your coffee. But currently we have beers and ciders that we try to do locally that we can serve, just to have something for that person that just wants a little extra kick in the afternoon. But primarily we focus on the coffee side of things with a liquor license as just as an add-on.
I see.
We're really excited about continuing to expand that menu though, mm-hmm. and be able to bring in different exciting new features. So every month we're trying to do a new cocktail of the month that has some fun thing about it, and who knows, maybe we can start to incorporate coffee into that as well, but mm-hmm. one step at a time.
Yeah.
Has anybody asked for a coffee drink that has some liqueurs or anything in it?
Yeah, it does happen every now and then. It's not all the time, but we do have people asking for it.
We don't really advertise that we have the liquor license, so I don't think that many people think to ask. So if we did a better job of advertising, then maybe that would change.
Well, we've spoken to several businesses that say that word of mouth is almost better than...
Yeah, it's actually very true. Yeah.
It seems like word of mouth is quite effective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's a big part of what we do, is making sure that people feel cared for as a customer. A lot of our values are associated with how do we treat our customers. And mm-hmm. oftentimes a lot of our reviews that we get, most often they're talking about how friendly the staff are, and that's a big part of our mission, is to be able to treat each customer with that value and that care. And oftentimes those are the people that will be your biggest advocates and your biggest supporters. So
it makes a huge difference. We were stunned when we opened our Sigamoose location by how many regulars from Salmon Arm came out for the launch of the second location. And again, we didn't really advertise a lot. It was just some social media posts, things like that. But yeah, it's amazing how much support we've received from the Salmon Arm community and the Sigamoose community. And it really just is the reason why we do what we do, is because of that. We love welcoming people into the Anvil family.
How did you find your location for this place, and how's it been working for you?
It's been great. We had been so surprised when we changed gears, when we were originally thinking about doing it in Kelowna, and we changed gears and we went back to, like, maybe we should consider Salmon Arm and maybe there's room for this here. We were looking around. There was not a lot available, and what few places were good potential spots just got snatched up so quickly. And so we have
a very small.
Yeah. And then another word of mouth thing, our cousin actually said, hey, have you looked at this location? It's not posted online. It's a private rental situation. And so we came in and we met the landlord, and it happened to be just exactly what we were looking for and just exactly within our budget. And we just ran with it. And it's been such a huge, huge blessing to have this location and to have such an amazing landlord. That makes such a huge difference. He's been amazing. But yeah, we're really, really happy to be here.
It's funny because as we were looking at this location, we didn't even consider how great the actual location was. We were just looking at the space. And then as soon as we opened and we had the farmer's market right across the street, we were like, wow, this is actually perfect. And it's so much more of a hub than we realized. So it's been really cool to see how, once again, everything just kind of fell into place and it was really very encouraging. Mm-hmm.
With the recent construction of the underpass and the repaving of this road right in front, did that present any challenges or was that just kind of a bump in the road, so to speak?
I feel like it was more a bump in the road than anything. The shutting down of the street was a little bit difficult to navigate, but just because it did limit the already difficult parking situation in downtown. So that was a bit of a hurdle, but ultimately people still found a way to come in, and that is really what got us through. We haven't seen a drastic effect either way.
I think it's been helpful to have the underpass where it is because it does create a little bit more traffic going past the business. So we've been we've seen an uptick in customers specifically in the summer months, and that's been really nice. But in terms of any kind of construction and things like that, I feel like every year Salmon Arm is improving things and making things a little bit more better and a little bit more smooth. So you know, we just have to say thank you and do our part.
Short-term pain for long-term gain.
Exactly.
No, that's a great way to look at it. With the forest fires last year, what was that like for business?
Oh, that was difficult. I feel like that was probably one of our biggest our biggest hurdles that we've come across since we opened. We really count on this summer tourism to help us through our slower winter months, and we lost a lot of sales when all the tourists got sent home in August, and so that was a really hard month for us. So we're just prayerfully hoping that it will be easier this year to kind of come back from that. But yeah, it's you just gotta take it one step at a time, and one month at a time, sometimes one day at a time. It was pretty devastating for the community. We saw how many of our own regulars were so drastically impacted by that, and
even lost their own homes.
Yeah,
it's very sobering.
It is very sobering, but it just is also fuel for us to be aware of how many lives we're touching every single day through a cup of coffee, and how can we be that positive moment in somebody's day, and how can we support one another and other businesses that are affected in these hard times. So it's sobering, but it's also encouraging to see how many opportunities arise for people to come together.
And Salmon Arm has been so cool, like just seeing how everybody really rallied together last summer, and there's just such an outpouring of support for all of these different communities that were impacted, and it just made me very proud to be part of it and to be from a place like Salmon Arm, because it's a place that is so special and that people really genuinely care for one another and do their part, and it's really very cool to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. When you look back on the support you received from Salmon Arm, has it led you to want to participate in the community in ways that you can give back?
I would think so, for sure. When you're in the community, you've got to be like a part of the community. Otherwise, you become an island, and that's not what we're about. So
we've had a lot of opportunities to be able to support other businesses and other even nonprofits, and being able to donate and everything. And it's been it's so encouraging to be in a position where you can support each other, and everybody goes through different seasons of is this possible? Is this not possible? So being able to be able to support when we can is always feels really, really good.
Mm. We've been really excited that to provide our space as like a venue option for some people. So we've opened up our doors after hours for different events and things, which has been really cool. And we would love to see more of that too, just using the space that we have and the skills that we have to create more fun events.
And would that something like that come about through word of mouth, or do you actively advertise that you have a venue available?
It's definitely not something that we have broadcasted widely, but people come in and they ask, or they've heard about other things that we've done and they want to try something of their own. And so again, it's been like a big, mostly word of mouth situation. But yeah, we're just excited for these new things that we can be a part of.
We've heard from other business owners that there's a real sense of togetherness amongst the business community. What's that like to be part of that business community?
Oh, we love it. We think that it's so important to encourage one another and to just highlight where other people are doing well. And even if we're, you know, quote unquote, competition, there's still things that we do that are different than other people and that they do that are different than us. And so just being able to like support each other makes for a more diverse and healthy like atmosphere in the city and gives more options for people when they're coming into town. And more options is a good thing. Competition is a good thing. And it's just really great to be encouraged by that and to want to do the best that you can in the field that you are specializing in.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is that competition isn't a negative thing, is totally a true statement, because if you're the only option in a community, then what incentive do you have to be growing and to be doing better and to holding yourself to a high standard? And so it's really cool to have other people that are passionate about coffee in our community and are doing it in their own way, and we're doing it in our own way, and we can all encourage each other and be supportive of each other's endeavors. And I think that it's really awesome. The more that we get people caffeinated in the town, the better. So.
But you do offer decaf.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've been decaf.
We don't discriminate.
What percentage of coffee drinkers would you say actually drink decaffeinated coffee or tea?
I would say probably like 30%. Yeah.
We have very good decaf, if I do say so myself. It's always encouraging when somebody comes back up to the till and says, "Are you sure that this is decaf?
It tastes way too good to be decaf." No, so we put just as much intentionality and effort into our decaf as we do for our regular coffee. So yeah, and our teas as well. We're really excited to have Virtue Tea as our main tea provider. They do such a great quality product. They have such a great selection of flavors and whatnot.
It's been really cool as we've sourced all of our different food and our drink and everything like that. We were reflecting on it recently and realized every single thing that we bring into the store is from BC. There's nothing that we bring that's outside of BC in terms of like all of the stuff that we offer, which
all
is
of our
really cool.
And everything. Other than the coffee itself,
of course,
the beans don't come from BC, but it's roasted in BC. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
The interior of Amble Coffee Collective has sort of a theme, it seems, with the decor. There's a bit of Canadiana, there's a bit, it's very diverse. How did this come about?
That is the touch of our parents. So we grew up in antique shops. They loved collecting antiques when we were young, and they've always been passionate about history. If anybody ever talks to my mom, she's going to find out where did you come from and how long have you been there for and all that kind of stuff. And so history has always been something that our family has been passionate about. And so our dad, he was a machinist by trade for many years, and he also has an incredible creative streak. And so his specialty is turning antiques and card parts, things like that, into functional art. And that is his touch all in Anvil. He built almost everything in here. and like including the lamps and the tables and the countertops and the shelves. That's his handiwork there. So it's a very unique flavor that comes from him and their contribution.
It's very cool too to be able to have so many local antiques, because as you, the more you look around, the more you feel connected to the place. For example, our countertops in our Salmon Arm store, the blocks, the glass blocks come from a school in Vernon.
They're over 100 years old.
Yeah, and very heavy. And all these different little things around the store, you have people that say, oh, I had that when I was a kid, or those glasses that you're serving your water out of, I grew up with those glasses, or I remember what having a map like that in my school. And it's that connection piece for mm-hmm. people, which makes it feel so much more like home, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Mm-hmm. And in the Sycamore location, we were so excited when we found the top organizing part of a desk that we're currently using. It's on the wall in our Sycamore location. That came from the Sycamore Hotel that used to be by the water like many years ago. It got torn down. And so again, that's like an integral part of the Sycamore history that we get to display in our Sycamore Anvil location. And it's just something that we love, and we're just happy to find a home for it where people can appreciate it.
I think the influence of your parents is very apparent, and the way you described it describes this decor very well.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the name Anvil comes from, is that that representation that he has in the coffin sense. All of our decor is made by my dad, and that's where the Anvil comes from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've got lots of books. My mom is the one that collects all of that and knows the story behind every single photo.
Yeah. She also has a phone book that goes back to the 50s, I believe, that encompasses the whole shoe swap area.
Which is crazy because it's a tiny phone book, and it's much smaller than it would be these days.
So one of the main things
only
that...
four digits for each number.
One of the main things that she loves and brings her so much joy is when she finds somebody who's lived in the shoe swap area since the 50s, or grew up, or their parents grew up there, or something like that, and you can find their names in the phone book, and that's one of her favorite things, is when she can make those connections.
That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. What a unique contribution that you can provide here with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. We have a lot of fun with it, and I think that's key.
What hours are you open, and how many days a week?
So currently in our Salmon Arm location, we are open 7:30 to 5 from Monday to Saturday. We're closed on Sundays. The summertime, we are going to be open for stats, which is exciting because this is our first time since we opened that we're able to do that. And that would be reduced hours, 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock. But yes, in Sycamore, we are currently really reduced hours just as we're just brand new. We're still starting, but we want to extend our hours come summer, like July, hopefully. But currently we're open 9 to 3 in Sycamore on Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And hoping to expand that when we can.
Is there anything you'd like us to know that we haven't asked about?
We very much love the fact that we're so involved. Our whole family's involved in the business, and we all bring our different skills and our different passions into this one space that we can appreciate it and allow other people to enjoy it as well. And yeah, it's a very big blessing to be working with family.
I bet.
Yeah, definitely. It just brings so much peace as well when you know that you have people you can rely on and that care about how you're doing outside of just the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, being able to depend on one another in all different areas of our lives, it's really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without each other, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. That was very interesting, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and for chatting. It's been great.